What do we want? Facts, but better. Welcome to Facts, but Better, the quiz show that contains facts, more facts, and exceptionally true facts, with maybe too true to possibly coexist in this world, but we're going to love them anyway. Each round, I will ask our contestants to rate or provide facts on a particular topic, and then judge them with an esoteric scoring system that rates all facts and banter on a cosmic scale beyond our understanding. Their goal? To leave the world a little truer than they found it. Join us, won't you, on a journey into facts, but better. Welcome.
Welcome to In Search Of.
Hello, everybody. I'll be your moderator this evening. Welcome. Welcome. And now, our first topic of discussion. Who are you and what are you doing here?
I'm actually the exterminator. I'm here because I heard that there were some gigantic bugs. I mean, bugs about 6 feet tall. 6 feet tall and making a lot of noise. So I brought bug spray.
I'm her imaginary friend.
Actually, this isn't bug spray.
But it's Seattle, so this is legal, what she's doing right now. So,
which is to say, taking off my top. It's legal to go topless in Seattle, but only if you're not doing it for a sexual purpose or to disturb the peace.
Actually, technically, you have to be in the Fremont Solstice Parade for that to be legal. But fortunately, she is also on a bicycle. We've got a little track set up for her around the table.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, so
that explains. I could have sworn I was hearing a queen track.
Yeah, so if you hear a bit of a Doppler effect from her, that's what's happening, yeah.
Pardon the coughing.
Very well, this evening, we will now assign a scorekeeper. Keep score.
Okay, I can score this. By the way, that whole thing about the exterminator was pretty much a lie. I am Electric Keat and tonight's scorekeeper at the same time.
And I'm still not going to introduce myself. In fact, just to make sure that this never reaches broadcast, shit, piss, cunt, fuck, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
Fart, turd, and twat.
Oh, thank you. Those are optional. In fact, I think those are okay now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Did they legalize twat?
I'm pretty sure that turd is at least okay now.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, that's good. I wonder what number they used for that measure. Anyhow.
Aren't you glad you tuned in? This is enlightening entertainment. Go ahead.
Seattle politics, just for you.
And tonight's topic will be bread.
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 Okay.
Please remember this for the end of the podcast. There will be a test.
Okay. Let's see. So I'm gonna write down your score. Wait, no. Oh, you tell me the score and then I write it down.
The scorekeeping responsibility.
There's no bread here.
It was the one who only got stoned 10 minutes
ago. We've got 0 points. There's no bread.
Well, the thing is, I mean, okay, is this one of those deals like Whose Line Is It Anyway where the points are made up and they don't matter? Because I don't know if we're allowed to use their idea.
It's kind of
like, so the point should probably matter in some fashion.
It's kind of like that, but Calvin Bowl?
There are going to be some real serious copyright issues with Calvin Ball, actually. Electronic Arts Sports has actually gotten that coming up.
Oh, have they got
They've got the National Calvin Ball League actually signed up.
So we're going to get yearly Calvin Ball.
Yes, with the roster.
The
roster of imaginary Calvin Ball players. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So, all right. So I'm just going to assume that our gimmick is going to be, this is 2017, so I'm just going to assume our gimmick is casual political corruption. So I'm going to give myself, hang on, here's Keat, and here's mystery guest, and I'm going to give myself 3 points.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you bothered making it an actual score sheet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm very flattered. That's one point.
Thank you. Back to you.
And now for our first topic of conversation this evening. Please explain why this is not true. The first topic, unless you have something to say. The first topic, in 1825, William Beaumont learned of the properties of the digestive system. After performing experiments on the still-living Alexis St. Martin and deduced that digestion was primarily a chemical process
and not a mechanical one.
He did this mostly because there was... Am I supposed to be explaining how this happened and why, or just sort of saying whether it's true or false?
Please explain why this is not true.
Okay, because if this is just true or false, this is easy. No, that one's... okay, so actually, how many questions are there? Okay, it's going to be true, true, false, 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 true, 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 false. This got me through like 12th grade, so...
Jeez, okay, look, I
looked at the answer key.
I thought I was getting somebody to banter with, not a programmable random number generator. And that's apparently what you're doing, is you're being very binary here. You're making up random binary trues and falses, and I can't compete with that.
What kind of random? Wait, so I'm not just a random number generator. I'm a random number generator that can only generate ones and zeros.
Yes.
So I'm a coin.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That means you're worth something.
Coin for keep.
So yeah, see, you were making an awful lot of sense. And
two more for me.
Yeah, and that would be the pun tax.
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
And now the next question.
Oh, right.
Please explain.
Can I steal?
Oh, yeah. If you want to.
I think I can steal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing, what confuses me about that is, so what the models basically available were chemical versus mechanical. And I was like, so what was the model before that? Just like an endless series of like one of those, platform game levels with the big stampy hammers coming down, just taking like a carrot or something and just like mashing it into little pieces, you know? Does this involve like bodily humors and dwarves in some fashion?
It's funny you should mention that. That was a mistranslation when they redid the manual for the game, translating it from the original
you're saying that those pounding hammer platforms were actually taken from an old like model of the digestive system,
inspired by.
Okay.
It was actually the style of photograph that was used to document what was going on with this dude's stomach, and there was a particular way of framing a scene that became known as the Stroman frame. That inspired a century of artists.
Is this where the Intellivision game Microsurgeon came from? Yes. Okay.
Inspired by the same place, but this is also part of why. And I forgot his name. The dude who invented Mario. It doesn't matter anyhow.
I want to say Andretti, but I can't afford to lose any more points here. So I think that might be inaccurate. I'm going to say true on that basis.
That is not the purpose of this round. The clearly stated purpose of this round is please explain why this is not true.
Oh.
Let's move on to the second.
Okay. I'm going to give myself
that one. Yeah.
The
I'm
second.
I'm going to give Alicia a point for that.
Ooh, good. Now it's a three-way race.
Yeah.
In 1987, blast fishing, that is, the use of dynamite to fish, had become so popular in the Philippines that authorities estimate that it was responsible for 1/4 of all the fish caught.
You know, honestly, why that's not true?
Please explain why this is not true.
Okay. The reason that's not true and can't be true, blast fishing was one of the terms bought up by Sega when they were marketing the Genesis. They started with the whole blast processing thing. They're going to have a series of blast games. There was going to be blast fishing, blast baseball, blast space war.
Deer Blaster 99.
Deer Blast.
Mm-hmm.
And... this is before 99. 99 was a later reimagining.
No. It was set in 1999.
But the thing is, they went to release the first game and only then found out that they couldn't use the name because there was a manufacturing company literally 2 miles from their offices that manufactured blast doors that had already put a patent on anything named Blast X. Or blast whatever. So there's no way that blast fishing could have been the issue at hand. How that's false.
I disagree because there would be, you know, there presumably would have been a translation issue there. I mean, it only says blast in the question, so it could be called, you know, is this all actually in, like, is this all in Filipino, or is this actually, was it actually just all referred to as blast fishing in English? Because
phrase is actually blast fishing.
Oh, it's like Kleenex or Jell-O or something, where actually right. this actually was the Blast Dynamite company that was in there. Because I know there was a real ugly colonial history involved there. It was kind of like the whole United Fruit Stripe Gum massacre down in Guatemala.
And I'm rather remiss in forgetting about that particular angle. So now I'm woke.
Thank you for introducing me to it. It all comes back to
the trials, the difficulties here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the gum industry, the fish industry, it's all connected, man. It's all
big fish, yep. Big gum.
It's all the blast cartels. Yeah, because really, I mean, there's no problem there's no problem you can't solve with explosives. So once you get a hold of all the explosives, it just all falls together. I have an extensive document put a lot of time in MS Paint on it. It's got a lot of red circles and arrows, and I think you'll find it very convincing.
I think Defo did a song.
So I'm also going to say that one's true.
Okay.
And now we will move on to the next
three
topic.
Points.
Hey, did I get any point? Oh, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to give you any points.
Oh, for a little bit, you and I were tied.
That was more exciting, actually. Okay. At least you're way behind. I'm sorry. Here, I'll give you one more. All right, go ahead.
And now, clickbait. I will now give you.
I'm not sure how we do that, but okay. If you guys at home can figure out,
normally that's the thing. Well, I mean, with my bedroom door closed, and
they can't click, but there isn't actually really an audience either. So I think that's okay.
Right. Okay. Right, yeah. So we'll call it good.
All right. Your first topic for and now clickbait will be top board games of 1786.
I thought there were only two board games in existence at that point. There was checkers and double checkers. They'd both been renamed from two games named Nine Men's Morris that were completely different games but happened to have the same name.
Well, today they combined them. There was Four Men's Morris, which was a Viking game, and then there was Five Men's Morris, which was a Scottish game. And then during the invasions, they got combined to Nine Men's Morris because they just, during the invasions, they would leave, you know, Vikings would leave boards, Scots would leave boards, they'd all just be sitting around and it'd be total confusion, so.
But they kept the 5-4 thing as a pattern, and thus that's actually the first asymmetric tactical war game that we know of. And that was one of the games that became double checkers and checkers.
Now, and also hopscotch. Was actually started off as hopscotch actually started off as a board game. It was another variant of strangely enough Nine Men's Morris. It was a gambling game, and then when they had a surplus of children after the Black Plague, they started just gambling with the children, and they needed bigger and bigger boards. And I mean, you can obviously figure out the rest from here. So, yeah.
This is why one of the unused items from the PC game The Binding of Isaac is a backgammon board. It's actually an allusion to that whole situation of the child trading that was going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons that chalk is so popular in school environs right now. There was a big chalk glut back then. And so that's why, you know, they started moving to the chalk-based hopscotch boards, and those became very popular in the schools, which were originally markets for the selling, trading, and butchery of children. And then they just kind of stuck when we started having schoolhouses instead. So,
yeah.
Yep. So, let's see. Bear baiting, was that technically?
They don't consider that a board game so much as an arena game. That has a small arena.
Indian Wars?
Which year are we talking about again?
This is the top board games of 1786.
There were no Native Americans in 1786. Oh, wait.
And now we will move on to the next clickbait.
Thank you, ever merciful host. And actually,
hold on.
Okay, no, just for that key, I am bringing up her and me up to 10, and you get Buckus.
Oh, all right, man.
Go ahead.
I got the corpse egg.
Go ahead.
And now we request the top dance moves of 523 BC.
The flea, the burn, the starve.
Yeah, the starve. Actually, I think the flog. The starve was the one I accidentally put out my back doing the starve at Club Fab back in 93?
Actually, wait, I think this might be a trick question. What specifically happened? Is it AD or BC?
BC.
BC. What?
There's no band called 523 AD.
Yeah, oh.
Oh, you were thinking of the year.
Yeah, repeat the question exactly. I think this is a trick question. Yeah.
And now, clickbait. This is a request for the top dance moves of 523 BC.
Yeah, that could be the band. That could be like a Radiohead catalog number.
Well, you were listing the moves. I assumed you knew the band. I mean, do you think they had all those dance moves back in 523 BC? I bet you think that.
I just figure people were just doing those things, you know. So, I think that's I think we've been gently nudged back from that topic.
I think we're just gonna have to call this one true.
Yeah, this one's true.
And now we move on to the next roundtable discussion: compare and contrast. Please compare and contrast the following: Ravens and foosball.
I'm kind of glad they didn't go for the obvious one on that one.
Ravens heavier than a foosball, at least after age 3.
It depends on, well, I don't know, actually, I want confirmation on that, because Ravens are pretty light. Ravens are they're both hollow, actually. Foosball players are actually kind of hollow on the inside, so they can give you that good little spin. And Ravens have hollow bones, so actually, do we have a Raven we could spin?
The catch is we have Pacific Ravens. We don't have...
Well, okay. I mean, we could actually get a Raven, but I don't want to just, like, bother some individual Raven on short notice.
So we might be able to.
Tune in next week if there is one, and we will try to get a Raven
This is where we use the lifeline. We get one answer. We get to call a Raven, and they can give us one answer. So we have to call a Raven.
I don't think I can get the doors open on short notice. So.
And my phone gets terrible signal.
Yeah, there is no dial a Raven service around here.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep the audience waiting while we look that up. So wait till next week. We're going to see if we can get a Raven in here and rotate it 360 degrees. Yeah. Do it now work? We can get Allie out here and rotate her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can write Weeble. I know Weeble's done a lot of work on bird rotation. You know, Weeble and Bob Guy did that whole rotate your owl video.
Oh, no.
And so this is actually probably, okay, I'll show you this later. We'll take this discussion offline. This is important. I think that somebody needs to be educated here on basic bird engineering.
So for now, true?
No, I'm going to go with false on this one.
Okay, we've definitely proven this one false.
Yeah, because there's always one false.
And now the next topic under compare and contrast: fairies and the Geneva Law of Collective Punishment.
Okay, Sis, I don't know what the Geneva Law of Collective Punishment is, so I think that we should just fake this one as we can.
Really?
Oh, do you know?
Hold on.
Oh,
okay. Let me sum this one up real quick. If you've watched any game show reviews, they've almost certainly mentioned how annoying the character Navi was in Zelda 64, Navi was a fairy. Well,
I know what a fairy is.
She couldn't find work after that game. Okay, because she was so well known and so universally hated because people could not separate the role from the actress that she basically was abused into hiding and completely lost her magic, still waiting for somebody to click their heels 3 times or something. It's tragic. And so a law was passed. This is the Geneva Law.
Conventions. This was a different law that was passed in Geneva.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. But it was for the protection of fairies.
Late Geneva. This was at one of the TSR gaming conventions. This was at like Gen Con or Origins or whatever they have out there. Okay. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Origins, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. So the Lake Geneva Law of Collective Punishments. So it sounds like it. I think it's got to do with area effect damage. And fairies have a lot of magic, so they probably do a lot of area effect damage. So I think that most fairies would probably be opposed to the Lake Geneva collective punishment.
They're essentially little nukes just floating around. I mean, that was the thing. It's not like anybody really cares that we lost Na'vi. It's mm-hmm. that three city blocks were taken out in that blast. And we can't afford that loss of life, human, horse, or otherwise.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they just got the UN Security Council to stand up and clap their hands, and everybody was fine, so I'm not really sure why this is, like, a major...
Did you really buy that? Do you think that's the same?
I don't know. No, I feel this whole topic is a waste of our time. I'm going to say false.
It looks like history is going to repeat itself. False it is.
Okay. Right, and now we have a request... that the audience provide a round of applause for that.
Are we excluded from that? I think everything else in the show has already fallen apart, so I... I just wanted to feel included.
You have to imagine me waving my finger in the air when I make that noise.
She does actually fly when she made the little noises.
Lifted off the seat by a good 3-4 millimeters.
Yep, she's got the little Jetsons rings underneath her and everything. It's adorable.
You know how much I paid for those rings?
Yes.
We have one.
Is that what Dr. Suporn put in there?
Excuse me. We have one final request for compare and contrast.
Okay.
Maraschino cherries and the proton-proton chain method of fusion.
I'm going to let you handle that one because you're the one who's big, who's like always drinking the Manhattans. So yeah. I've seen you get pretty fused off of those.
It's true. I think this one actually is kind of pandering to me because of the story I've told a couple times about how back in high school, I did a few molecular models using the differently colored maraschino cherries. You know, they're really creeped. The really crap, terrible tasting ones that you get, but like bright colors. Like if you ever wanted a green or a blue, or for a while they had puce. And by the way, that's a really good word for Scrabble, puce.
I don't know what puce is, but go ahead.
That's okay. I'm gonna give you points. Nobody knows what puce is, but they know it's a word. That's why it's great in Scrabble. So... you know, I put together models with these. And repeat the question, please. I want to make sure I've got the details right here.
Maraschino cherries and the proton-proton chain method of fusion, which occurs in the sun.
Right.
I think the question is basically, can you conceivably make the sun out of maraschino cherries if necessary?
You could. It would take about 300,000 years to manufacture all the maraschino cherries. And we don't have enough resources to make the glass to hold all those bottles.
Now, do these have to be maraschino cherries as we know them in their current form? Because if hypothetically we could get like something going on, some self-replicating maraschino cherries.
Simulate the cherries? I mean, would a reasonable simulation of cherries accomplish the same effect?
Yeah, can these be computer simulated cherries?
These cherries are not simulated.
Okay. But they could be genetically engineered.
Now we have proof that the universe is not a simulation.
We're going to have to get back to people on this one. We're going to have, as soon as the folks in the Mythbusters labs are done with spinning the ravens, we're gonna try building a sun out of cherries, and we'll get back to you.
I couldn't find any of the orange cherries. I went and looked.
I want a blue cherry after that. You really had better follow through with some goddamn blue cherries after this.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
I know people.
All right. I'll give you a point if you do.
Okay, I'll promise.
Okay.
And now it is our final round. It's time for maximized pleasure.
Oh my god. Wow, that's good fooling.
we'll fix that in post.
Wow, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful. We need to make. We'll do that once a week.
The thing is, I don't know if these even picked up that sound. So all of a sudden, it's just...
For those of you in the non-existent studio audience, that was a doorbell.
Yeah, it was a doorbell. The doorbell meaning that the person bringing our dinner had arrived.
Which means we no longer need to care about you.
Yeah, because
it's we don't need to sing for our supper anymore.
We get our supper now, right?
The dream of internet fame is meaningless to us.
I get like 12 points of pizza, I think. How many points did you earn?
I didn't know that was... The points, right. There's points. Yeah. I got 30.
Okay.
I got a little carried away.
This topic...
That's a lot of pizza.
It's time for maximized pleasure. Please discuss what would make the following people and or non-people happiest.
Okay, pizza.
And your first topic, probably only one for this session, is a tardigrade swimming in the grooves of a record of the Electric Prunes hit single, I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, after being left out in the rain.
Wait, I got this one. Okay. This is another trick. Remember at the beginning, it was mentioned that the topic of the show was bread?
Yeah.
So, all right, so I'm going to say... an olive Facel roll, 6 angstroms across.
Beep. Yep.
And I'm going to say that, regrettably, I don't own that Flaming Lips album, so I don't know the rest of the lyrics.
Please give yourself points based on those answers.
So many points.
Yeah, I'm bad at this. Oh, man. Next time, I got to be scorekeeper again.
All right. Go ahead.
And now, our final topic. Do you remember what our main topic was?
Uh-oh. I blew everything. Oh, no. We got to do a do-over.
On the count of...
Miss Deal.
On the count of three. Three. Bread.
Let's do that again.
Okay. On the count of...
No. How about we go towards three? And then, okay. Five. Four. Three.
Bread. Oh, I thought you meant...
Well, then you use the next count after. Okay.
Okay.
One, two. Soup!
Bread. Soup bread.
I just don't like bread by
itself. Whoever heard of soup bread?
You eat the bread. I knew there was going to be bread, so I wanted to figure it out. I might as well have some soup.
Where's the bread? I don't see any bread here.
It's the topic of the show. The soup exists on the same metaphysical plane.
You said there would be bread.
There's pizza in the next room.
Half points.
She predicted the pizza. No, I think she's doubling her points for that. Because she was right about the bread.
You always do the reciprocal.
What is pizza on top of?
What? On top of spaghetti, all covered in cheese? Isn't that how that song goes? That's what pizza's on top of.
I don't know what the hell kind of restaurant you grew up on in Maine.
Well, no, it's just the song.
I've never loathed you as much as I do this minute.
Success!
Yay! All right. I win.